This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The main thing is the interview. When we interview the parents, we are very strict. We are very careful that we see to it that the parents have the same thinking as the management. And we are very strict. In the first year, when we started the school, we had a clause, compulsory that the mothers should do hijab. More than 50% of the mothers in the first year of our school, they were not doing hijab. But within 1 month's time, mashallah, all of them had to do hijab. Now, when they want to admit their child, they do field work. Okay, if you want to get admission to Islamic International School, we have to do hijab. So before coming to the interview, they wear hijab. They're trained. Because they want admission in our school. So they do a survey. What is the requirement of the school? We have got, mashallah, millionaire parents who are businessmen, who are business tycoons. When they come for the interview, we ask them, how many times do you offer salah? So they tell us, Jumma ke Jumma. So we tell them, brother, then don't admit your child in the school. Go and put him in a convent school. He says, why? Because we will teach your child. It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim. The difference between Iman and Kufr is Salah. Maybe your child after 3-4 years will call you a kafir. Therefore, don't put him in a school. Put them in a convent school. They said, no, we want admission here. We will offer Salah. We will offer 5 times Salah. Then they give it in writing. So it's compulsory that 100% of the parents, they give in writing that they will offer Salah 5 times. Believe me, we did not know that we could actually pressurize the parents or blackmail them. When the Christian missionaries are blackmailing our Muslim children, our Muslim parents in Bombay, they are paying £5,000, £10,000 to get admission. And after paying that money as bribe, every day our children are doing shirk. They are saying, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is God. So when the Christian missionaries can force them to do shirk, why can't we force to do something with this fard? And believe me, we have been very successful. We know it is not allowed by this government and that government, but alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. So, mashallah, even the multimillionaire, he waits for the interview. We tell him the interview will take time. Be prepared at least 4-5 hours, and you will be interviewed for about 1.5 to 2 hours. And mashallah, we have a big questionnaire. And we explain to them the concept of the school. And we tell them that the satellite television is a big shaitan. So the cable TV, satellite TV should not be in your house. TV is not haram, but the cable TV, the satellite TV is a big shaitan. And normally we find that, we know that in the Western statistics, the average in America, a child sits in front of the TV for approximately 7 hours on average, more time than he spends in school. Even in India, they spend several hours. And what happened, you know, when we say that if you want admission, you remove the cable TV. And mashallah, they have to do it, otherwise no admission. So because they want, they may not be practicing Muslims, but they have that jazbah, they have the iman, they want to put in the school. And now it has become a status. Oh, my son got admission into IIS, status. Alhamdulillah. Allah has given us that status. So to get admission means it's the status. I got admission in Islamic International School. I passed the interview. So then we realized that once the cable TV is out and it's compulsory that the parents, the mother should attend every week our Islamic lectures, compulsory, at least once. Father, 2x a month, compulsory. If you don't have time, then no admission. So even the parents are being ingrained. It's a package. We are not only training the students, we are even training the parents. We don't want that we train the child and after 13 years, the father says, okay, now go and do business, okay, start giving bribe, etc. So we want to see to it, we don't want to pour water or drugs back. Chances are that 50% we will lose our children because finally the parents control them. So we even change the parents. And if we know that the business the parent is doing is not good, we'll tell you. There are some people who have got businesses, maybe they're working in bank. We tell them, working in bank is haram. Maybe your child, once after 4-5 years, he will cause you trouble. So see to it you change your job fast. So knowingly very well. Yet they want to put their children in our school. And the point to be noted here is that after a few months, then the husband comes and tells us, you know, my wife, she has stopped watching TV, now she gives me more time. So even the family life improves. We have got stipulated conditions before admission that minimum 20 minutes every day, there should be a family reading of the Quran along with translation. Every day, compulsory. The father should attend twice a month our lectures, in which we talk about Islam. The mother once a week. So in this way, mashallah, even the environment becomes Islamic. Then, besides the parents, even the other siblings come, even the grandparents come. So it is rather changing the society. And we found that when we visited the Western schools, I'd gone to South Africa, and I'd gone to one of the best schools in South Africa about 6 years back. I don't want to name the school. The principal of the school told me that, Brother Zakir, we are at the mercy of the parents. We have to force them to come and take admission, though our fees is half than the other private schools, but then they blackmail us. If you tell us too many things, then we'll go to the government school. We'll go to the white school. And he told me, our students in the 8th standard, 9th standard girls, one evening, we went to a hotel and we found our girls wearing mini skirts and shorts and dancing. Imagine, one of the best schools in South Africa. And the parents were called, the parents are blackmailing. If you get too strict, we'll take out our children from here. Here in our school, we blackmail the parents. But naturally, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,